There's no way that a mouse could kill a scorpion.
Dude, a mouse could kill a scorpion. Sharp claws.
A rat could kill a scorpion.
Well, no shit, Frank, but we're not talking about a rat. We're talking about a little mouse.
We're talking about a rat. It still would lose.
No, a little mouse fighting a scorpion. And that is final.
Shut up! Oh my God, I don't care!
What's good, everyone? I'm Andy Malfrina. This is No More Heroes. Thank you so much for coming back, hanging out with us. We'll be with you. I'm with you. I'm your faithful Big Red. I'm with you every Wednesday night. Have we picked a time? Probably like 6 p.m. feels right. I've been dancing around with times. 6 p.m. feels right. I think it's because I'm still a working man, and I know like 6 p.m. gives you time to like get home and do your shit. Some podcasts are like fucking 4 p.m. That's when people are leaving work, dude. I'm gonna wait till you guys get, but then like 8 p.m. feels too late. Like, I feel like 6 p.m. is pretty nice. You get home from work, you're getting shit ready, you're fucking making dinner, doing something. Hang out with me while you do that. You got, you know, while you're cleaning the dishes, while you're getting ready for dinner, while you're ignoring your wife, let me hang out with you. So I think that's a good time. Coming every fucking Wednesday at 6 p.m. I think, you know what? Yeah. When I say it out loud, it sounds damn good. I overanalyze that stuff and I bounce all over the place and I don't know when the best time to drop it is. But just sitting here talking to you beautiful people, saying it out loud, damn, that sounds good. So every night, Wednesday at 6 p.m., I'm going to be here with you guys talking about basically being Retard's Guide to the News. You know, just I like to be a good, like, news-related podcast for people who fucking hate the news. Because here's the thing, and this actually kind of coincides with the topic I kind of want to get into on this episode, is because in a lot of the spaces I roll in multiple spaces when it comes to like when I'm doing stuff online. Because I gotta be honest, I don't do a whole lot. Like, I'll do stand-up comedy, but that's just comics, you know what I mean? We're not real people, and I'm not trying to say we're better than you, because we're not. We're just really specifically good at calling things gay. You know what I mean? Like, we're not, don't get that misconception that comedians are better than you. They're really not. It's crazy. We're funnier than you, and we're probably like a more interesting hang. But you guys, there's way better people in the world. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, and then it's just like, you know, you do the job. I've been getting a lot of solace in just, bro, just like fucking, I, you know what it is? I've spent my whole life being a dum-dum, and I'm like, my whole life, like, learning, I associated learning with school, because school was the worst place in the fucking world to me, and so it was just like, I was like, oh, learning things are gay, so I don't want to learn things, and now I'm older, and I'm like, oh, shit, it's actually gay to not know things. And, you know, you guys know how I mean gay. Shout out to the gay homies. If you come to a live show or you do anything, I'll fucking touch it outside the jeans, but I will touch it. And you have to prove you're a gay homie. So it's like, you have to prove you're a homo homie. I'm not, you know what I mean? That's not what I mean when I say gay. Be cool about it. But you know what I mean? Now I'm realizing, I'm like, oh, you know what is gay is being dumb as fuck. That actually sucks ass. I'm 33 and I don't know things, and adult things make me anxious. That's actually fucking sucky, dude. So it actually coincides with something. I saw this one tweet from a person I like, and I don't want to actually like call them out specifically because I don't have any personal beef. And this is more of like a broader topic that I've seen a lot of people bring up and a lot of people talk about and stuff. And so, you know, I don't want to single anyone out because it's not really about this one person. It was just what happened to sort of make me think about it this week. It sort of restarted the thought process. And so I've seen a lot of people in my space. Oh, that's what I was going to say, is I have a lot of these space, like a lot of these spaces I maneuver in are like, I know a lot of comics, and then with like the politics stuff or the conspiracy stuff that you guys know that I'm into, I know a lot of people in that, and some of them kind of intersect with, because shout out to the Tower Gang boys. They're not comedians, but they like comedy and they like trying to be silly gooses and stuff. you know, sometimes they silly goose so hard that they say the N-word a bunch, and I just fucking smile and don't, I don't do-si-do on that part when they have me on the podcast, but, you know, I respect their freedom. That's what I like about the Tower Gang boys, to be honest. I'm not trying to say the N-word, but there's a sense of freedom. Whether I agree with what's coming out of their mouth or not, there's this sense of freedom that I always love watching them. So you guys boogie. I'm going to, you know, not say the N-word. That's sick in my opinion. And I'm being funny. I'm not shitting on them. Fucking do your damn thing. did that come off wrong? I love the Tower Gang boys to fucking death. They fucking rule hard. It's just, you know what it is? You're like, oh God, I didn't know we still talked like this. Oh my God. It's like when I did their pod, it was like going back into a time machine. I was like, damn, is it 2010? What the fuck? I was like, I didn't know we still talked like this. No, I love them. I love them all fucking to death. But no, what the fuck was... Oh, yeah, so it's like it'll be dudes like that. I sort of have, like, fitness spaces and shit. I feel like a guy who can kind of, like, maneuver in and out, because I feel like... Like, with the comedy stuff, I know there's dude, like, Philly dude Adam Nutter, and then obviously there's, like, Robbie. And I'm not tight with him or nothing. I've done, like, a few shows, but, like, Dave, obviously... Dave Smith with the, you know, with the politics and the comedy, but outside of that, you don't see, and you know, you see like most of the dudes I roll with are in that like comedy's gay department, or I'm sorry, politics are gay department. And I always hear that. And when they like, and there's this weird thing where, and this is why I like doing these podcasts, because I feel like I can sort of workshop these more nuanced ideas and then bring them back into the real world and try to apply them in a more productive way. But it's all like, whenever I hear that shit where they're like politics are gay, I always want to be like, I agree, but that's why you need to like pay attention. And that's not to say you need to give a fuck, because I think the people that like the people that sit and they watch like election results, you know, and they're really like, oh fuck, oh shit, you know, the people that really like, I don't know, get into it with the, what am I trying to say? You know, they like the fanfare. Like I like to pay attention to politics, because I'm just like, hey, what are the sociopaths that affect my life doing? You know what I mean? But there's people who, like, you see people in the press all the time when they do the correspondence dinner, and they enjoy like the fanfare of the politicians, and they treat them, and like they buy into the bullshit we learned in elementary school and shit like that. They buy into that and they sort of go along with it, and they're like, "Ooh, this is fantastic." Da da da. And you know, it's those people I get. Like, that's how you guys say, how, and I say, that's how you say, that's gay. It's those, you know, those people who buy into it. I don't love the, it's a little bit cringy, but it's like the blue-pilled people who are like, you know, George Washington, he never told a lie. And they're like, damn, that's crazy. Not a lie? Not one fucking lie. Like those people, you know what I mean? They're like, they look at the criminal justice system and they're like, you know, if he's in jail, he's probably a bad guy. Or, you know, I guess that's not completely representative. But you guys get what I'm saying. They're the people who kind of just, like, buy into the thing. So when we're talking about, like, oh, the politics are lame, or politics are gay, or whatever the fuck, back to what I was saying originally, it's a thing of, like, yeah, but that's why you need to pay attention. Because the shit that's lame, if you don't take care of it, you'll die. Or, best case scenario, get robbed of most of your productivity. You know, think about it. Like, you know what's lame? You know what's pretty fucking gay? Is cancer. But if you just go like, well, that's fucking dumb. Because it is. It's pretty fucking dumb. One day you're chilling, And then another day, you know, some part of your body's like, yo, I'm going to fucking kill you, dude. You're going to fucking die. And how'd you get this? Fuck if I know. Sometimes it just pops up. You're done, dude. Fuck you. You know what I mean? That's annoying as shit. That's annoying as shit, dude. But, like, you gotta deal with it. You know what I mean? You know what else is fucking annoying? The check engine light. And I know a lot of us avoid it, but eventually you take care of it. You know what I mean? Eventually you gotta take care of it. And then, you know, your car, you know, you got crazy bill. Because there's something about cars. I'll say this on a sidebar. There's something about cars. They know when you're starting to save money. Your car knows when you're starting to save money. And then it's just like, dude, we're going to shit out hard. But yeah, that's what I'm like. You guys get the point I'm trying to make. Like, I don't disagree that politics are fucking gay. But like, that's why they're important to pay attention to. And I'll be honest too, with me, it's like, I think I've formed, I don't know what it is for me. I think I like one thing for a while I wanted to be like a big part of me getting into like this podcasting and stuff and wanting to talk about current affairs is I just wanted to like, I remember I'd always watch, shout out Charlamagne. Now he's kind of fallen off in my opinion. I've seen a lot of interviews, especially when he did the Breakfast Club did that. I've talked about it on stream before. Breakfast Club did an interview with Larry Sharp, and then they did an interview with Vivek. And it was just, you know, they're all Democrats and progressives, I'm assuming. And you bring a Republican, you're trying to sandbag him. It was like embarrassing, you know, because Vivek and Larry Sharp, although I like them, they're not perfect. So it's like, it's easy for you. It's not the hardest thing to find something to shit on them for or to give them a hard interview or something like that. You know, Vivek just said some embarrassing shit about Israel where he's just like, you know, Israel has a right to hollow my butt cheeks out. You know what I mean? Like, so there's shit to, now he said this recently in the interview as well, but you guys get what I'm saying. So, but like dudes like Charlamagne, you know, when he was a lot better, and then you'd see shit like Rogan who'd have that clip and everyone would be like, oh shit, that's a good fucking point. I remember I got into wanting to do this stuff because I was like, that fucking rules to be one of those dudes. And I'm kind of, that rules to be one of those dudes who a thing happens and they go, yo, what's this guy fucking think? Like, that's what I always loved. Not that Patrice died, but I always thought about it. Because after Patrice died, whenever Patrice O'Neill, I'm assuming you guys knew what I meant, but if you did, Patrice O'Neill, legendary comedian, but after he died, people would always be like, oh, you know, whenever a cultural thing would happen, people would be like, damn, I wish Patrice was alive to comment on that. And just that thought of like someone sitting there going like, yo, what does that dude fucking think? Now, I'm getting that a little bit with Drag the Lake, which that's fucking sick. I like, dude, when people hit me up and go, yo, will you talk about this album on your YouTube channel? That fucking jazzes me up. So sidebar, if you guys are into music and you want to hear my opinions, hit me up. I love when people ask me that shit. But, where was I? Yeah, so it got into, and I, that's admittedly kind of like self-centered and selfish, and it probably guided me through this in a negative way, but it's actually developed. It was funny. So it transitioned into me just wanting to know like the truth about things. Cause I was just like, it's like the more you learn, I swear to God, the more you learn, you open one door and you think like, all right, we're just stepping through one door. Then you realize there's a bunch of hallways being like, yo, there's way more rooms in here you didn't fucking know about. So then that transitioned into, oh shit, it's so much worse than I realized. Like, shit is so much worse than I realized. And then start, because there's, and to kind of bring it back to my original topic, is the one thing that would always get me is this beautiful ability to complain and point out the problems. And I've not shitting on people complaining. I am a expert S-tier level complainer. I'm good at fucking complaining, guys. I'm not shitting on you if you're complaining. But the thing that would always get me is this, there'd be this apprehension. It's like, it's fine to complain. but then try to solve the problem. And it would just be a lack of people trying to solve the problem. And I'd be like, why is no one trying to solve the problem? And then I realized it's like, oh, because we're all fucking brainwashed into waiting for other people to solve the problem. And that's what I started to realize is a big part of why people have this sort of like fucking who the fuck cares mentality, because we've all been programmed to be like, yo, someone else is gonna do it. And we, like, no one realizes, like, we can do it. You know what I mean? We can do, and the bitch of it is people think it's like, dude, we're gonna need a motherfucker to really motherfuck us, to un-motherfuck us pretty hard. And it's like, dude, you don't need a motherfucker. You need just a bunch of people to be less bad. You know? And it's not even like a big feat. It's not even like a huge step that a lot of people take. You know what I mean? If just a bunch more people got an easy, and I talk about this a lot. So, and that's why if a lot of people got like an easy bit better, things would be, you know, just, I'm not sitting here saying like, oh, you know, all we have to do is everyone just needs to read some Ron Paul and some Murray Rothbard and just be good old libertarians. In a perfect world, sure, I would, to be fair, though, as a man who understands economics, there is no perfect, there's just preferable. That's why I like free markets. They're not perfect, they're preferable. And if someone's a libertarian or a free market capitalist or any of those Johns, and they're trying to sell you something, they're trying to sell you perfect, you don't listen to them, because they don't fucking get it. But either way, like, I don't even care about everyone being fucking libertarians. I think being a libertarian and an anarcho-capitalist is the right way to go, but I don't even care about that. I just care about people being more aware of the realities of situations and realizing you have way more of a sway over things. It's just like, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to think of a good analogy. This has been a hard part for me too, because I can't think of a good analogy with this, but it's like, you know, it's like we had to like dig a tunnel. Say we had to like dig a tunnel, and we were all like, man, I just wish someone came around and was like, you know, with the biggest fucking drill. I wish just some dude who ruled came by with such a big, cool ass drill. And then, you know, we were all just like, damn, that would be so sick if someone came by with a big ass drill. And then we all sat back, and then one guy was like, yo, we all have drills. Why don't we all just take shifts with our drills? Like, we all, you know, rather than getting one big-ass drill, it's like, yo, we all got tiny little drills. Why don't we all take turns and go fucking at it? And that's sort of what, you know, and to give to not just make assertions and give examples, it's like, you know, like with COVID, when everything got shitty with COVID, you know, when you have... Like, what am I trying to say? Like, when you had basically all the guidance that they were giving you during the pandemic, where, you know, it was all this just crazy shit. Like, the 6 feet apart, that was based off nothing. The mask stuff, they did not have good info on it. And they were constantly like, at first they were sort of switching. They were kind of like fibbing and stuff about certain things. Remember, they were like, you have to wear a mask. Then they started to think, oh, if we give out all the masks, then people in hospitals won't have them. So they just made up shit saying you didn't. So it was like inconsistent. And then the studies came out and they were like, yo, the only time the mask will work is if you have an N95 and you're wearing it perfectly. Also, the only real way to get COVID is if you're fucking face-to-face with someone for a prolonged period of time inside. If you're outside, it's almost impossible to get COVID. Yeah, you know, all these things, you know, the shit with the shit, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say the magic V word, but the shit with the shot, where they would be like, if you get this, you won't get COVID. Okay, you might get COVID. Okay, there's like a, like, dude, fucking Elon Musk posted it, and I'm not even like a fucking Elon fanboy or nothing. I used to be way more of a fan of his, and it's like over time, I'm like, okay, you suck way less than these people, but I'm not going to say I trust, I don't know. He does things occasionally that I'm like, wow, that was weird. Why did you do that? But either way, that's a different topic. I'm more referring to, like, he hired the chick who was with the the WEF and shit like that for censorship, whatever. He claims he's free speech, and then certain, you know, he does certain weird things, whatever. But he's way better good than he is bad, so I'm more about that than anything else. But no, so Elon Musk put out this funny video where it was just like a time lapse of all these articles about, you know, the shot. What did I say earlier? The shit shot, whatever the fuck. You know, he has this stuff. There's this like, it was like all these graphics where it's like the shot'll work fucking perfectly. You'll never have COVID. You'll be like a blood. You won't even be able to say C's. You'll never get COVID so hard. You won't even be able to say C's. And then it was like, all right, it's 99%. And it was just a time lapse of just different articles every couple of weeks. It'd be like 98, 95, and then 90, and then yada 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 yada. So, you know, and it's like all this other shit. They'd have all these like goofy rules and stuff. You know, and a lot of people were just like, oh, I'm just trying to do the right thing. I'm just trying to do this and that. And it's like simple things like with COVID, you know, there were a lot of people who were scared. Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. And they're just like, all right, I'm just going to do what the government says. And you realize like, oh, you know, when you see stuff like them trying to pump out vaccine passports and shit like that, you start to and you know, you start doing stuff like I forgot about this, but there was that video where they were like dumping sand into skate parks, which letting kids go skateboard outside would have been the best thing during COVID. You know, they're trying to do the vaccine passports. You know, they were doing weird stuff like shutting down church services. You got what's his name? Murphy here in Jersey. He's going on the news being like, I don't give a fuck about the Constitution right now. You know, so you have all these signs where it's like, yo, they would want, like, if you let them, they'll wild out. They'll fucking go crazy. They'll wild out hard. And, you know, it was just the fact that you had enough people in this country being like, yo, fuck off, you know. So that's the point I'm trying to get across, is this shit would have gone way less rocky if more people just were kind of like, yo, what's going on? And when the shit goes down, you have enough people going like, nah, I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, and there's perfect and it's like the point I'm trying to make is it's not that fucking crazy. You know, it's not like you gotta, like, I get obsessive over this stuff because I find it fascinating, because I had such a compared to me like 10 years ago, I have such a huge misconception of how the world works, and now I'm fascinated in how the world works. But you don't have to be a deep dive listening to fucking, you don't have to do deep dives on podcasts where dudes are talking about, you know, whatever the fuck it might be, 9/11 in the driest tone in the fucking world, and I'm 10 hours deep into that podcast just fucking loving it. You don't have to be that guy, but it's also good to just be aware, like, because here's the reality of the situation. And I'm taking this from Dave, who I think took it from like Tom Woods or something like that. But the government is, well, here's my spin on it. The original version of it is the government is the mafia maneuvering like a human right organization. And in my opinion, the government is just the gang with the best PR department. They're the biggest, strongest, most coordinated gang with the best PR department. And if you just understand them like that, you know, you can like maneuver around them better. I'm not saying it's gonna make everything fucking perfect. Like I said, if someone's trying to sell you perfect, don't fucking buy what they're selling. Someone's trying to sell you perfect, don't buy what they're selling. I'm just trying to say, like, if you go maneuver understanding that about how they are, and you realize, oh, the less that they can affect my life, the better, things will be better. You know, so that's kind of, I know I'm a little all over the place. That's like my style, I guess, but that's sort of my pitch for, you know, the crowd of people. I guess I'll put it this way. Politics are gay, but it's not gay to pay attention to politics, because if you don't pay attention to politics, they might kill you. And I know that sounds extreme, but, you know, just, you know, read about Mao's China, read about the USSR, read about these socialist and communist countries and stuff like that. Like, that's what happens. You can, that's why someone like, you know, someone like Jordan Peterson, where they were trying to, you know, they were, I don't know what they actually ended up doing, but they're sort of, they're throwing out the possibility of laws being like, yo, you're, you know, what's it called? Compulsory speech, basically saying like, if I, you know, which most normal people, if someone's like, yo, please call me she, her, and it's actually a fucking person with a penis, you know, most people are just going to be polite and go, yeah, whatever, gal. But it's this thing of under the law, you can't for, because that's the, that's like the telltale sign of shit going wacky. I know a lot of people like reference it to Marxism, which it is, but just a shorthand for people to sort of keep themselves safe is, when people are trying to get you to deny what's right in front of you. So to take like the gender identity shit or the trans shit, it's like people are trans, obviously, you know, but it's more in the context of, and I hate this phrasing because it sounds so negative, but I view it as, you know, I view it as like a mental disorder the same way that bipolar is, or generalized anxiety disorder, or ADHD, or anything like that. So it doesn't make you, I'm not saying it to be shitty, I'm just saying it to describe what it is. So it's like, you can, you know, approach it in a polite way, and a delicate way and stuff, but you can also do it with, you can also do it with not acknowledging things that just aren't true. Like, I don't know if I actually have this, but I was reading up on it and there was a lot of similarities. So, but I think it was more ADHD related rather than this thing I'm about to say, which is paranoid personality disorder. And, you know, if you took that and you treated it the same way as transgenderism, you know, if I'm just sitting here paranoid about shit, making up shit in my head, getting super paranoid, you know, it's one thing to go, okay, I understand you're paranoid, but let's talk about it. It's not actually this. Here's a way to live with that. You know, if you just leaned into that, things would get wacky because you're denying reality. My paranoia is not the reality. So in the same way, now I can't, here's where people get fucked up because they don't want to understand it. And this is where I have immense sympathy for trans people because I'm really not trying to shit on them. I'll show you my fucking Instagram. I follow some of the gals. I'm a big fan because when you transition, you have a dude's brain on what a chick should look like, and it's pretty solid. And, you know, you're confusing me, but I'm okay with it as of now. Anyway, so I have nothing but respect for all the trans homies. Gay homies, love you. Trans homies, love you. I have nothing but respect for you guys and gals, or whatever the fuck you want to be called. I'm just, it's that thing where, you know, it's like, that's what I was saying. It's like, what you feel like is real. It's not, you know, it's like a panic attack. Like, you're not actually having a heart attack, but you really feel like you're having a heart attack. So that's real and that needs to be taken care of. You know what I mean? So you could be born a man and you could feel like a woman. You have a penis, so you're not actually a woman, but you feel like that. So let's tend to that. And, you know, a lot of us, or society in general, has gotten way more. It's like, yo, fucking wear a dress. Do what makes you feel good, because who gives a fuck? You only get to do this once, so you might do it in a way, like, do it in a way that makes you happy, that affects the least amount of people around you. You know what I mean? I support that. So, but that's kind of the thing Jordan Peterson was getting at, is just like, you know, if it walks with a dick and it quacks with a dick, like, it might be born a dude. So it's like this thing of like, yo, you're forcing me to say something that's not real. That's where, you know, shit gets wacky. That's like the first stages of society crumbling and shifting into like a socialist communist shitscape. You know what I mean? Those are the first stages, because that's a huge element of that stuff. Is, I'm not going to go into a huge fucking long breakdown of why socialism sucks ass. You can do that on your own. But or maybe I'll do it eventually when, or maybe I'll do it later when I'm more comfortable with it. But like, a big thing that they have to train you to do is to basically lie about what's right in front of your face. And that's why, you know, and when they can do that, it's basically socialism, communism are basically for dorks, for unimpressive dorks to control people who are better than them. That's a, you know, I'm being a little sassy. I'm being a little spicy with that breakdown, but that's how I feel about it. That's how I feel, because it's like, you know, they're playing on other people's good sympathies and good intentions to get them to deny reality. And then when you get people to deny reality, you can kind of get them to do whatever you want. Maybe not literally, you know, maybe I'm being a little dramatic, but you guys get what I'm saying. Like, you can get people to do a lot of shit because you're like breaking them down psychologically. You know what I mean? Like, if you can agree, if you can get someone to agree, you know, when the dick's right in their face, you can be like, what a beautiful female penis. You know, you can kind of, like, when you do that. Now, once again, I love the trans homies. I think there's a lot of, bro, a lot of top-notch trans out there. Definitely could get me. Big fan, ladies. But you know what I mean? It's just, when it's that thing where it's like, you know, you got, I've said it enough times. You guys get what I'm saying. But that's sort of the first stage is, that's kind of what I'm saying. I know, you know, there's a few steps of we're all going to die, but, and I'm saying that to be kind of a little, just a little spicy, but that's kind of what I'm saying is like, you know, you go into doing all that stuff where you acknowledge things aren't real. And then that opens the door for more commie bullshit. And then the more commie bullshit you leave in, the more starving to death that happens. So yeah, that's why. And that's just, I think we've been lulled into this false sense of security in the modern age because we don't have, you know, we don't got to deal with a fucking saber-toothed tiger at the door. We don't got to deal with invading hordes we still do, but not in the same way. You know, it's similar to the shit they talk about with fifth generational warfare, where we've sort of had this, we've shifted into this fake civilized era where it's like we act civilized on the surface, but we do. So we've had to shift into more psychological warfare and more less physical in your face shit. You know, it's like, let's not bomb a whole country. Let's demoralize their youth and let's ruin the fucking dollar and shit like that. You know what I mean? Let's make it hard for them. Let's instill this thought that they have no future. So we have a demoralized population. We have a population that looks out into the world and they go, nothing fucking matters, or we can't do anything about it. So if you think we can't do anything about it, and then you see Israel or whoever possibly gearing up for a genocide, people kind of go like, what am I going to do about it? Better go watch cartoons. I'm not shitting on cartoons. I watched anime before doing this podcast. But my point is, you got to go out, and this is not coming at the homosexual community. Like I said, free single tugs outside the jeans for any homosexual fan of mine. But wait, I got sidetracked on my goofing. What was I saying? Oh, that's the thing is like, so I was chilling out. I was chilling out watching anime, but that's because I earned the anime. And that's what people need to realize is you can't just chill. You have to earn the chill, because you only get to chill when you've battened down the hatches properly and you made sure everything sucks as little as possible. You wake up during the day, you drink a glass of water, you eat some protein, you go to the gym, you fucking do the dishes for your wife because she helps you out a bunch. You do all that shit you're supposed to do. You make sure everything's good. You stay up to date. You stay up to date with current affairs. You figure out what the threats are. You manage all the threats, and then you've earned your right to chill. That's how life works to me, And I think that's how more people should view this whole fucking experience. So when you see someone going off about politics, you know, instead of going like, oh, you're talking about politics, you go, why are they talking about politics? Are they being a mark, or are they being a real human being that gets how all this shit is going? That's really what it is about. It's not even about politics. It's not even about politics. It's just about, what do you got to do? What do you got to do to just neutralize whatever these, whether they're physical or existential threats? And don't take that in any type of way. That's not, you know, I saw anarcho-capitalists on the FBI hate group list. So I'm not trying to get nothing mixed up. That is not a call to violence. Don't get that twisted. And I really mean that. I'm not just saying that to cover my ass. I like truly mean that. I don't think, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't think you need violence to solve problems. No one's ever been punched in the face and gone, you know, I see it from your perspective. You know what I mean? Now, you know, okay, in the context of violence, I'll say that. Did I understand where Chael Sonnen was coming from? 150%. Should he still be, or did they let him out of jail? Should he be going through as much trouble as he's going for? Fucking no. I was talking to my old friend. He's like, he shot at a passenger in a car. I was like, yeah, the passenger of a pedophile. I'm sorry if you get hit by a stray, dickhead. You're knowingly in the car with a pedophile. Oops. Chael Sonnen is a white guy. Who the fuck am I thinking of? Brown Pride. Who the fuck is that? Someone, you guys are probably screaming at the fucking thing. Why am I fucking up on his name? Cain Velasquez. The fuck, I think that was Chael Sonnen for. So if you guys didn't get that joke, it's completely understandable. But yeah, man, it's not, I'll say it again, and then we can move on to some other shit. It's not to say, oh my God, you have to be obsessed with politics. No, you just have to fucking understand the government is a gang. The government is the most convincing gang with the best PR department. Know that. Know for your health, it's good to just assume they're lying. For your health. I'm not saying they always lie. Sometimes they don't lie. But here's the thing. When they don't lie, they're probably being the dumbest motherfuckers or the evilest motherfuckers you've ever met. So it's just I'm just saying, like, understand that's what they are. So maneuver in that way. So when they tell you, this is for your own safety, it's probably not. It's probably not for your own safety. There's a great chance they're lying or they're drastically, horribly wrong about something. But anyway, that's all I was trying to say. It was Cain Velasquez, not Chael Sonnen. Let's go through these bookmarks. Little shit here and there. This was, let's not play it. I don't want to get in trouble. This was really interesting to me. I know Elon Musk is trying to push for more videos. Elon Musk is trying to push for more videos on Twitter, which I think is interesting. I'm very curious how it'll work. I think he just needs to, like, my big thing, like, so I saw this today. I've had it on my phone, and it was cool, but it's just, like, how do I put this? Like, YouTube's fine. You know, and I know this is Joe Rogan Experience. It's technically on Spotify, yada, yada, yada. But it's like, I don't know, but I'm not even using the video for Rogan most of the time. Like, if I'm using it, it's while I'm in the middle of shit, and it's just, you know, so my brain's occupied and I have other shit going on. But, like, you know, here's my thing with everyone trying to throw in video and this and that. Now, it's not bad. It's not bad, and I think if I used the home screen more so, if I use Twitter on my desktop more so, and I'm still calling it Twitter, fuck X. If I use Twitter on my desktop more often, it'd probably be more convenient. But it's like, the actuality is, like, most of us are using it on our Most of us are using it on our phones. So if we're using it on our phones, we're probably using it and then just listening to audio. And in that case, Joe Rogan or a podcast or whatever, I just like, I'm just going to listen to it on Spotify or iTunes, or if you're using any of those other apps. My minor technical critique of it, I would say, so when you're using it on the phone, there's this button right here that you have to click and then it'll pop it out. Just do that, especially if it's like a podcast. I guess that logistically wouldn't work really. But yeah, I don't know. I don't see long form video catching on. I think you have to, I would, because YouTube, with all of its problems with like censorship and stuff like that, they've been better lately, but they were down bad during COVID and shit. But with YouTube and all their censorship and shit like that, or what am I trying to say? All that shit aside, I should say, like, YouTube works pretty good. The functionality of it is very good. I like it a lot. You'd have to interject into X, or I'm sorry, into Twitter. God damn, they're getting me. You'd have to interject into Twitter like, yo, we figured out this thing that makes it way better than YouTube. Which, I don't know if it's really there. I don't know. In my opinion, like, the best case scenario would be, you know, does Rogan still have his Facebook? Yo, that's so funny. Sorry, my ADD is kicking in. If you look on his, he still links to his Facebook page. That's so funny. I wonder what the last time he still updates it. I wonder how much traction he gets on Facebook. What's that, 5,000 likes versus 49? Yeah, he probably, dude, that's so fucking funny. Especially too with me, considering how often I'm just hyper aware of that stuff sometimes, you know, sometimes too much. So it's so funny, this guy who, like, I was just hearing people talk about it, and I 100% agree. Like, if Rogan came out and was like, yo, like say we're going to have Trump and Biden again, which I hope we don't have, but for his goddamn sake. I mean, he is, you know, just a bag of shit. So honestly, this is, I'm not going to get nasty, but no, what am I trying to say? Like, Rogan has the, it's so funny that, like, Rogan has the power that if it was Trump and Biden and Rogan was like, yo, I support Trump, it would really, really help Trump. I'm not saying it would guarantee him a win in the election, but it would really fucking help Trump. And to know that this dude just clearly, like, he put that in here forever ago and just has never even thought about changing it. I should really take a hint from that. And this special. Yeah, that's from 2018. Is that his last special? Has he had one since then? That one's actually less funny. If he's had one since then. Oh yeah, he was in Zookeeper. Let's go. Okay, never mind. That was his last special. So that one makes more sense. That one's, but yeah, just the link to the Facebook is funny to me. But anyway, yeah. I think it's an interesting move. Definitely, like, if it provides some competition to YouTube, that would be nice. Competition's always good, but yeah, I don't know. What else? There wasn't actually a shitload. Oh yeah, this one. You know what? Where are we? Let's save that for the end, because I actually do have a funny one right here. Let me just turn this down. All right, I don't want to get in trouble, but. I don't know if you guys saw this, but this was going around, and boy howdy was this fun. Actually, let me make it bigger. Yeah, boy howdy was this fun. Let's maximize it so you can see it. I'll make my head a little smaller. Where'd I go? I'm down here. This is good stuff. So if you're not aware, DeSantis has been implicated in a conspiracy that the man is wearing heels. And there's been a lot of interesting evidence. He's had a lot of weird shoe looks. But this is the this right here is the most damning as evidence I've seen so far. Let's get my head out of the way so you can see it clearly. Let me slay it over there real quick so you can see it very clearly. Wait, can we slow it down? Oh yeah, actually I'll give fucking Elon this credit. I didn't realize this. Oh, you can't see it because my head, but Twitter has the slowdown. You can slow down the speed of the videos now, which that is pretty cool on Twitter. But yeah, boom. Okay, we got it extra fucking slow. Boom, boom. It might have been a little too slow. Oh no, here it is. Dog. Actually, right there, the bend in the leg is odd. Like this right here. This is not how this boot works. I don't think this dude's wearing, or he's probably wearing boots because he's in heels. You were going to find out he's in heels. But this shoe should stop here, right at the, like around the ankle, if I'm correct. But the way his pants are, you know, it should be if we're doing the green line thing that they do on Twitter for boyfriends and girlfriends, there should be a straight line. There's not. There's clearly like a hard cylinder right here that's affecting the bend of his leg. So clearly something's up out of the gate. We don't even need to see the bend in the toe. Something's up. God damn. It's starting. Look at that shit. Can you see that? That's nuts. That bend's crazy. Unless his tootsies are made of paper, dude, my man's wearing heels. My man is wearing heels. And to that, I ask the question, why, Ron? The fuck why? Do you know you're running against Trump? There's no way you're hiding this. It's insane, man. There's no way you think you're hiding this. Like, that's how insecure this dude is. He knows he's not hiding it. He knows he's not hiding it. And he knows Trump sees this. And, dude, Trump's just... Oh, God. DeSantis better drop out. I mean, he's clearly, like, the establishment pick. He'll be good on some culture war shit. But that's just to get Republicans happy. All the other stuff, ass. Wants to go to war. Like, fucking crazy. Yeah, so... But just by this, it's like, dude, you're done. He's going to call you like High Heel Ron. And that's not even like good alliteration or rhyme with, but it's just, that's all he has to do. He just has to call you High Heel Ron. Or yeah, that High Heel Ron feels good enough, man. That's just fucking nuts, dude. It's fucking nuts, man. Maybe that's just like my 6 foot tall privilege. But, like, here's the thing. Maybe it's different being 6 foot tall. How tall is Ron DeSantis? That's the question. How tall is Ron DeSantis? Because, like, first thing that comes up. Dude, it's so, oh, my God, these articles are so funny. I typed in height. Three expert shoemakers say Ron DeSantis is probably wearing... Did the experts figure it out? Because my dumbass saw it with my own fucking non-expert eyes. Is DeSantis wearing heels? Shoe expert? Dude, who needs shoe experts for this? Wait, what does it say? Trump declares Ron DeSantis' boot lift drama is his kiss of death. What did Trump say? The question... What did Trump say, though? The question of whether the Florida governor stands less than 5 feet, 10 inches. Oh. Less than 5 feet, 10 inches tall has been the subject of online. Okay, so he claims to be 5 foot 10. So he's probably like 5'8"? How much is that even adding? Because if his heel's up here. Wait, I'm trying to think. Because it's like if I'm standing up here. Yeah, dude. Sorry, I just did a very scientific test. That's like 2 inches, dude. Just be 5'8". That's nuts. That has to be lifelong short guy insecurity, which, out of respect for all the short kings out there, I do not understand. You know, because it is, I got to be honest, it's just being 6 foot. It's so ironic, too, because like being 6 foot, there's still a part of you that's like, yeah, but a couple more would be nice. Everyone wants to be a little bit more of something else, you know? Like, I experience it going to the gym, and I can lift heavy weights, and I'll be like, yeah, I can lift heavy weights. Gotta get my arms a little bit bigger. Like, everyone wants a little bit extra of some shit. But it's probably different, too, being 5'8", when you start being as tall as girls. Right? Yeah. 5'8". This is my tall privilege. I've always been taller than girls. Very few girls are taller than me. It's like my mom's still taller than me, which is crazy. Or is she as tall as me? My mom literally might be 6'1", now that I think about it. But yeah, I got to imagine that's like some short, like deep-seated short guy insecurity. That sucks too, though, because it's like I was debating with, I don't like superficial things to be like a hard determiner. Because here's the thing, if DeSantis was going out with his heels, but he was saying everything fucking Ron Paul said and shit like that, I'd be like, hey man, have fun in your heels. I'm still voting for you because you're saying everything Ron Paul said. That fucking rules. But no, I was like debating it with, I remember on panties one time, I brought up Vivek and like Nate immediately, he did that shit with Thomas Sowell. He did the shit with Vivek. Immediately he's like, oh, I don't like his hairline, which, all right, dude. I don't know. Sometimes I think that's just the thing for him to be like, how can I avoid dealing with this conversation? He's like, oh, hairline. And then he just sticks to that. But whatever. I'm not going to pretend to read his mind. But that's exactly how I feel. No, it's like, you know, he goes Vivek, hairline. And, you know, there's part of me where I'm like, well, besides that recent shit about Israel. But there's part of me that's like, you know, Vivek says a lot of cool shit. He seems chill. He seems like he'd probably stick to his guns and do the right thing in office. So, yeah, I don't notice things like that. But when it's someone like DeSantis and you're going up against someone like Trump, who you're really turning into, I got to pick the best. What's the fucking phrase? The least evil? They fucking say it every goddamn election. I can't remember. But you guys know, it's the thing where it's like, you know, You gotta pick the best out of a bad situation. When it's something like that, and it's like, you know, you're gonna talk to other world leaders and your fucking goofy ass has heels, it's like, all right, I'm gonna pick the other retard who doesn't have heels. You know, it's not a good look. And I probably would let stuff like that slide more because I'm more focused on policy, but you go to fucking Joe Sixpack. He's looking at you. He's calling you a fucking fruit cup, and he is not voting for you, dude. It's also just like, dude, just accept. It's like when bald guys get a crazy comb over. Like, just be bald. I'm not saying you have to love it. I'm just saying, like, it's all obvious. We can all see it. Just life is telling you something. Accept it. That's why, you know, I'm probably just gonna wear hats for the rest of my life. When I'm balding, I'll go bald, but I'll be wearing beanies and hats. I'll be 65 rocking beanies. Be looking cool as fuck. All right, we got one more. Damn, I didn't think I was gonna talk this long. I was a sleepy boy today, but dude, you got me talking about changing this goddamn world. Wakes me the fuck up. So this one was going around. I don't know who this guy is, but he was on Bill Maher's show, and I think I swear he went viral like a year ago also saying dumb shit. Or was he the guy that lost the exchange with Russell Brand? I can't remember. But anyway, Scott Galloway, professor, NYU Stern School of Business. So he said this.
Well, I was on the board of my kid's school during COVID. I wanted a harsher lockdown policy. And in retrospect, I was wrong. The damage to kids of keeping them out of school longer was greater than the risks. But here's the bottom line. Myself, our great people, the CDC, I'd like to thank the governor. We were all operating with imperfect information, and we were doing our best.
So it's
who gives a shit? You fucked up, whore. Like, I don't get. You know what was funny? I was going into this. I even knew what he said, and I was gonna be more gracious. Wait, let's play this clip out just to make sure there's nothing I'm missing.
So let's learn from it. Let's learn from it. Let's learn from it. Let's hold each other accountable. But let's bring a little bit of grace and forgiveness in the shit show that was COVID.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no. Okay, good. It didn't get better whatsoever. Let's pull this goofy guy's face up so I can look down and sad with yourself. Yeah, I've watched this clip a couple times already, getting ready for the pod. And I was going to be way more gracious. I was going to be way chiller on this dude. But now, like, watching it again, this is my genuine feeling. Who gives a shit? You know what I mean? Like, try that anywhere. Try that in real life. In, like, at your fucking job. I know you work at NYU, and, you know, rules are a little different there because you can teach kids gobbledygook and they'll still fucking bring you back. And I don't know if he's got tenure or whatever. So if you have tenure, you can just fucking do whatever the fuck and they can't fire you. But it's like, dude, do that at a real job. Do that at a real job and fuck up hard. Fuck up hard and just go, yeah, man, we're doing our best. It's like, well, your best was horrible. Your best was really bad. Your best, doing your best kind of fucked kids up for a while. You know what I mean? They kind of didn't, I don't know the specifics of it, but apparently, like, not, like, because you weren't getting, dude, I talked to, it's funny, dude, my buddy's brother was telling me about it. He's, like, 19. He was telling me, he was a senior. He was a senior while COVID was going on. And, dude, he was telling me every day he'd wake up, sign into class, go back to sleep. Dude, and then he'd play video games all morning. That motherfucker did not go to school that year. He had to sign into a computer program and stuff, but that motherfucker didn't go to school that year. You know what I mean? And, you know, as poor of a job as public schools do, those are still important times for kids to fucking learn and get, you know, get life experience and all this other shit. Now, I think with college and stuff, the whole, like, you know, you got to go to college to get the life experience. Well, if you just want to get drunk and fuck people, go get a kitchen job. But for real, though, like, there is something to it about, you know, you're making long-term and it's just, like, as fucking useless as college is, it is really fun. It is fun. And there's, you know, there's a lot of great things with school where, like, the socializing, hanging out with your friends, all that shit. Didn't the depression's, like, skyrocketed? There's probably some teen suicide. You know, that's me speculating. I guess I technically don't know that because I don't have that information. But I'm probably not wrong. You know what I mean? This definitely didn't help children's mental health, all that shit. You know, and then now go over to, you know, the economy of, like, shutting everything down with, now, I guess this guy technically just pertains to school, but I'm sure he co-signed his guidance lined up with the CDC guidance and all that. And the CDC guidance ruined supply chains, really fucked things up, did all this bad shit. You know, he's probably on board with the government handing out a bunch of fucking free money from nowhere that's going to cause crazy inflation and do all this shit. So it's this thing of like, okay, you did your best. Well, your best sucked ass, so fuck off. You know, and I mean that in the most polite way possible. fuck off. I don't care what you have to say. You should not be going on Bill Maher being like, hey, still listen to my fucking opinion. No, you should go on Bill Maher and go, please find it in your heart to fucking forgive me. Because me and people like me were the absolute worst. And we absolutely fucked up. And I know people like him, their response to this is just like, well, how would we have known? Well, I don't fucking know. How did all the people I listened to during COVID know? How did Dave Smith know? How did Robbie Bernstein know? How did Clint Russell know? How did Tom Woods know? How did Gene Epstein know? How did all of these motherfuckers know? You know what I mean? It's like one of the most, it's like one of the funniest things I heard fucking Dave say, where he was like, dude, this is how bad the corporate press is. If you would have listened to, like, you know, with all their fucking money, with all the fucking production, all that shit, you still would have been in a better position factually by listening to fucking Robbie Bernstein reading the news for an hour and a half every day and, you know, doing a podcast from his living room. And I'm not shitting on Robbie. Robbie's smart as fuck. Robbie's the fucking man. But, like, put it in perspective. Robbie's a dude who, you know, he wakes up. He's in his, like, he's in his fucking apartment in Connecticut, just reading the news, reading studies, reading books, you know, and Robbie's got a life. He's not doing that every single fucking day. He's just a guy who's not a fucking retard. So he's just, you know what I mean? He's just reading shit and using his fucking brain to process the shit. And he's not trying to lie to people. So you would have been in a better situation if you listened to Robbie Bernstein, if you listened to the vast majority in the corporate press and the main, well, you can't really even say mainstream media anymore, because the fucking mainstream media, heavy quotation marks, would kill to have a fucking quarter. They would kill to have a half a quarter of Rogan's fucking reach. But you know what I mean? So it's like twofold. Okay. Let's take your word. No one could have known. Well, you fucked up. So do everyone a favor, and until you get better and stop fucking up, stop trying to place yourself in a position of authority. And then the other part of it is, there were plenty of people with the fucking resources. You know what I mean? Like, how did I know what was good? I didn't even do anything differently. I just kept listening to the same podcasts. I didn't search out any fucking, and we could go down the list, like, you know, Dave was calling out the government overreaction. They were calling out about how he was calling out about how COVID wasn't at certain times and in certain instances, COVID wasn't at, like, obviously it was big and bad out of the gate, but even out of the gate, they overhyped exactly how bad it was. You know what I mean? Like, if you got it, it was bad as fuck, but they overhyped how, like, what am I trying to, I don't know the exact phrasing, but how fucking, like, they made you think if you stepped outside and looked at another person, you'd get COVID. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, Tom Woods early, he had these breakdowns of why he's like, oh, here, he had these really interesting breakdowns of, what was it? Oh, it would be these charts of every state and it would be these charts of in the U.S. where the spikes and stuff of COVID, and then he would be like, can you tell, and then he would have that, or yeah, it would be state to state, and that would coincide with mask mandates and stuff, and he would go, can you tell based off these charts which states had mask mandates and which didn't? And he had a test online, and I didn't actually take it, but I heard a bunch of people talking about it on different podcasts and stuff, and they all took it, and they were just like, yeah, no, it's, you fail every single time, because the COVID spikes didn't correlate with the mask because the mask didn't fucking do anything. It's just, you know, there was like shit upon shit upon shit that they were just breaking, like, in real time. They were just dudes with a fucking computer and common sense, and they were just breaking it down in real time. Like, yeah, this shit ain't what they're saying, man. You know, I'm not sitting here saying COVID wasn't real. COVID fucked people up. A lot of people died from it. But a lot of people also died because, wait, actually, yeah, the guy, I didn't even mean to do this, but the guy he's sitting next to, where the fuck is he? The guy he's sitting next, yeah, didn't this dude put a bunch of people in put them back in hurt nursing homes? And I guess that's technically not settled yet, so let's say allegedly it's what happened, but isn't there like good evidence that this motherfucker put those people in the nursing home when they shouldn't have, and they died way before they should have, and then like all that ventilator bullshit? But you guys get what I'm trying to get at. Like, you guys get what I'm trying to get at. It's like there's certain fuck ups that it's like, no, dude, do us all a favor and fuck off. You know what I mean? It's like with me, I used to do a hip hop podcast, and then I'm a big fan of hip hop, but I didn't feel like I had the knowledge of the history of the genre that made me, I didn't have the proper wealth of knowledge to, like, I could talk about it conversationally and shit like that, but I didn't feel comfortable talking about it on a podcast as authoritative as I was talking about it. So I kind of took a self-assessment. I was like, maybe we switch to, you know, that's why I would drag the lake. We talk more about like hardcore and punk rock and emo and shit like that. You know, it's like, I took the self-assessment and I realized I didn't have the proper authority to discuss something. So I started talking less about it. And it's like, dude, if you fuck up that bad, you know what I mean? Like if you ruin kids' heads for life, maybe just say I'm sorry and fuck off. Do everyone a favor, say you're sorry and fuck off. All right, we did the damn thing. Thanks for hanging out. I'll see you next Wednesday. This was a fucking great one. I love you all. Have a good one. Be about a peace.